Kolos tended to stop yelling as they entered their frenzy, growing focused only on killing. She threw out a handful of coins, pushing them toward the group behind her, then jumped forward, pulling on a sword. A Kolos in front of her stumbled. She landed on its back, attacking a creature beside it. This one fell, and Vin rammed her sword down into the back of the one below her. She pushed herself to the side, pulling on the sword of the dying Kolos. She caught this weapon, cut down a third beast, then threw the sword, pushing it like a giant arrow into the chest of a fourth monster. That same push threw her backward out of the way of an attack. She grabbed the sword from the back of the one she'd stabbed before, ripping the weapon free even as the creature died. And in one fluid stroke she slammed it down through the collarbone and chest of a fifth beast. She landed. Kolos fell dead around her. Vin was not fury. She was not terror. She had grown beyond those things. She had seen Ellen die, had held him in her arms as he did, and had known that she had let it happen. Intentionally. And yet he still lived. Every breath was unexpected, perhaps undeserved. Once she'd been terrified that she would fail him. But she had found peace, somehow, in understanding that she couldn't keep him from risking his life. In understanding that she didn't want to keep him from risking his life. So she no longer fought out of fear for the man she loved. Instead, she fought with an understanding. She was a knife. Ellen's knife. The final empire's knife. She didn't fight to protect one man, but to protect the way of life he had created and the people he struggled so hard to defend. Peace gave her strength. Kolos died around her, and scarlet blood, too bright to be human, stained the air. There were 10,000 in this army, far too many for her to kill. However, she didn't need to slaughter every Kolos in the army. She just had to make them afraid. Because despite what she'd once assumed, Kolos could feel fear. She saw it building in the creatures around her, hidden beneath frustration and rage. A Kolos attacked her, and she dodged to the side, moving with Pewter's enhanced speed. She slammed a sword into its back as she moved, and spun, noticing a massive creature pushing its way through the army toward her. Perfect, she thought. It was big, perhaps the biggest one she had ever seen. It had to be almost 13 feet tall. Heart failure should have killed it long ago, and its skin was ripped half free, hanging in wide flaps. It bellowed, the sound echoing across the oddly quiet battlefield. Vin smiled, then burned Duralumin. Immediately, the pewter already burning inside of her exploded to give her a massive, instantaneous burst of strength. Duralumin, when used with another metal, amplified that second metal and made it burn out in a single burst, giving up all of its power at once. Vin burned steel, then pushed outward in all directions. Her Duralumin-enhanced push crashed like a wave into the swords of the creatures running at her. Weapons ripped free, Kolos were thrown backward, and massive bodies scattered like mere flakes of ash beneath the blood-red sun. Duralumin-enhanced pewter kept her from being crushed as she did this. Her pewter and steel both disappeared, burned away in a single flash of power. She pulled out a small vial of liquid, an alcohol solution with metal flakes, and downed it in a single gulp, restoring her metals. Then she burned pewter and leaped over fallen, disoriented Kolos toward the massive creature she had seen earlier. A smaller Kolos tried to stop her, but she caught its arm by the wrist, then twisted, breaking the joint. She took the creature's sword, ducking beneath another Kolos's attack, and spun, felling three different Kolos in one sweep by cutting at their knees. As she completed her spin, she rammed her sword into the earth, point first. As expected, the large, 13-foot-tall beast attacked a second later, swinging a sword that was so large that it made the air roar. Vin planted her sword just in time, for, even with pewter, she never would have been able to parry this enormous creature's weapon. That weapon, however, slammed into the blade of her sword, which was stabilized by the earth below. The metal quivered beneath her hands, but she held against the blow. Fingers still ringing from the shock of such a powerful block, Vin let go of the sword and jumped. She didn't push, she didn't need to, but landed on the crossguard of her sword and leaped off it. The Koloss showed that same characteristic surprise as it saw her leap 13 feet into the air, leg drawn back, tasseled mist cloak flapping. She kicked the Koloss directly in the side of the head. The skull cracked. Koloss were inhumanly tough, but her flared pewter was enough. The creature's beady eyes rolled back in its head and it collapsed. Vin pushed slightly on the sword, keeping herself up long enough so that when she fell, she landed directly on the felled Koloss's chest. The Koloss around her froze. Even in the midst of the blood fury, they were shocked to see her drop such an enormous beast with only a kick. Perhaps their minds were too slow to process what they had just seen. Or perhaps, in addition to fear, they really could feel a measure of wariness. Vin didn't know enough about them to tell. She did understand that in a regular Koloss army, what she'd just done would have earned her the obedience of every creature that had watched her. Unfortunately, this army was being controlled by an external force. Vin stood up straight, could see Ellen's small, desperate army in the distance. Under Ellen's guidance, they held. The fighting humans would have an effect on the Koloss similar to Vin's mysterious strength. The creatures wouldn't understand how such a small force could hold against them. They wouldn't see the attrition or the dire situation of Ellen's group. They would simply see a smaller, inferior army standing and fighting. Vin turned to resume combat. The Koloss approached her with more trepidation, but they still came. That was the oddity about Koloss. They never retreated. They felt fear, they just couldn't act on it. It did, however, weaken them. She could see it in the way they approached her, the way they looked. They were close to breaking. And so she burned brass and pushed on the emotions of one of the smaller creatures. At first it resisted. She shoved harder. And finally something broke within the creature, and he became hers. The one who had been controlling him was too far away and was focused on too many Koloss at once. This creature, its mind confused because of the frenzy, emotions in a turmoil because of its shock, fear, and frustration, came completely under Vin's mental control. Immediately she ordered the creature to attack his companions. He was cut down a moment later, but not before he killed two other Koloss. As Vin fought, she snatched up another Koloss, then another.